Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
They do it not just from the film, but through the lens of your current contract. In your opinion, is that a factor?
I'm not too sure.
In other words, they don't just say Tua Tagovailoa threw an interception. They say he threw an interception and he makes $53 million. You know what I mean? Because they do. They always say that. I heard Cam Newton say it the other night.
Well, anybody can play quarterback in this league then. I mean, I want to see anybody on the streets come and play quarterback. I mean, Cam's doing his thing for sure, but you know, I think it's easier to be able to hold a clicker and talk about it that way, or talk about what someone else is doing wrong when you're not going out and having to do the same as them, right? So I think it's easy to do that. I think anybody can do that. I don't think anybody can play quarterback. So
Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa there. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. And Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joins us this morning. Mike, as you can imagine, it's been a little bit of a bloodbath this morning considering Tua has not played well the first three games. And yesterday was asked a lot of different questions. He did own up to the fact that he hasn't played well, but then got in on the Cam Newton stuff. What'd you think?
Did he know that Cam Newton was the NFL MVP in 2015 and that he played quarterback? I mean, I'm confused. I understand that his observation would apply to someone like me, but if Cam Newton's criticizing him, Cam Newton has played quarterback at a high level. I would think that even if he's not involved in the meetings and the game planning and the coaching, he has some authority when it comes to diagnosing what is and isn't going wrong with Tua Tagovailoa. And, you know, the bottom line is this, and Joe, I can't put it any more simply than this. It's all relative to the contract he's getting. And
yes,
if you were to give Stephen Ross truth serum right now, or not even that, if some way somehow Stephen Ross were able to get a mulligan on the contract that was given to Tua Tagovailoa last year, don't we know that he wouldn't have done it?
In a heartbeat.
I mean, isn't it obvious he wouldn't have done it?
Yes. No question about it. Yes. You're right. Look, he's not even close to what he was in 2023 right now for whatever reason that, you know, that's going on. I think teams trying everything possible to put together something so he can get going in the right direction and finish these games. Cause Mike, I don't think he's going anywhere. He's full contract again, fully guaranteed contract again next year as well.
That's the problem, Joe. When you look back at what was going on in early 2024, and this is what dysfunctional teams do. They make decisions aimed at justifying their past decisions. So we made Tua our future franchise quarterback as the fifth overall pick in the 2020 draft. He's played well enough. Entering 2024, where do we stand? Well, here's where we are. He's got a fifth-year option that pays $23.171 million. Okay, we can let that ride, and we can make a decision next year. And if we have to franchise tag him, we can franchise tag him. Instead, they gave him a contract that gave him $147 million fully guaranteed over 3 years. Fully guaranteed for 3 years. Teams don't like to fully guarantee beyond the first year. They'll do it for quarterbacks. Most teams want to do it for 2 years. What had Tua Tagovailoa done in the first 4 years of his career to justify 3 years of fully guaranteed cash, especially based on his injury history? Like, this is, and I think it's fair to be critical of this because the Dolphins are the ones that decided to do this. Chris Greer is the one that negotiated it, and Stephen Ross is the one that signed off on it. What the hell were they thinking, making that kind of a commitment where their hands are tied financially to Tua Tagovailoa through next year? They can't get out of it. They don't have to play him, but they got to pay him next year. And, at the time, I know Chris and I on PFT Live were like, who are they bidding against when they pay him $147 million over 3 years fully guaranteed? Like, he's not on the market. This isn't something he did to keep another team from signing him. They had no competitors. They could have let 2024 play out and then make a decision after the season as to what they were going to do. I think that it's one of the worst contracts we've seen in recent years.
You know, I wanted to add to this too. Like, yes, part of sports now, especially when you're a franchise player, we know what everybody makes now. It's the new world we live in. We know first round picks in the NFL get a big signing bonus up front and a low base salary for the first few years, but they get a lot of money before they take that first snap. It is just part of the deal, man. I don't remember when I was a kid, remember what Willie Mays made. I don't remember any of that, but I know now every fan out there knows on the cap what everybody's making, what their money counts against for the following year, dead money. I mean, it's a different world for everybody. So, yeah, the money is part of it, and how you play to earn it is part of the deal. It just is. You agree, right?
It's like anything else. What am I getting for what I paid for? And when you have a firm cap, in theory, there's only so many dollars to spend. If you're paying, and the contract was sold as a $53 million contract, it's really $47.1 on a five-year deal. The new money average is what always gets leaked by the agents because it's always a bigger number than the true value. But still, $47 million from signing on a five-year deal, I mean, that's better than Deshaun Watson's contract. The only difference is 3 years are guaranteed instead of five. But the damage is done based upon the first 3 years. They're already at the point where the Browns were after a couple of years where they would have escaped that contract if they could. And I think anybody of sound mind and basic common sense would agree that Stephen Ross would go back in time and get rid of that contract if he could. And that just tells us it was a mistake of a contract. And it does go with the territory. The only good thing is, you know, when you roll the dice on a draft pick now, you don't make an excessive financial investment there. You can't, in the past years, couldn't control that. That was all determined by just the way contracts were negotiated. You can control the second contract. So if you pay a guy too much money on a second contract, that's on you.
Hey, real quickly, too, on this topic, Aaron Glenn and the Jets got their own problems. Wow. He's getting a ton of heat as well. What's your take on the Jets and what you've seen here through the first three games for them?
Well, you know, they could have won week one against the Steelers. It took an incredible performance by Aaron Rodgers and a 60-yard field goal from Chris Boswell.
That's true.
To deliver the victory. The running game has disappeared the past 2 weeks. I didn't understand the extent of the celebration after the blocked field goal and the return because there was way too much time left. A minute 49, when all it takes is a field goal to beat you, that is not time to exhale. You know, we saw this last night, Joe. The game has changed now that we have this revised kickoff. This is one of the unintended consequences of the new kickoff formation. Late game strategies are changing before our eyes, and these early season games are the guinea pig. And I would suspect that in every facility today, there's going to be a coaches meeting, if not a players meeting with coaches, going over what happened last night between Arizona and Seattle, because Arizona left too much time, and 28 seconds is too much time when a field goal beats you, because you may get the ball at the 40 or the 35 or have a long return. All you need is a 20-yard completion and you're in field goal range. You don't need 2 minutes. And the Buccaneers had 149, so I thought all of that was kind of premature. And I know when you're the Jets and you're used to losing and you'll take anything you can get, but, you know, sometimes you can fire off the fireworks a little too early, and I think that's what the Jets did last week. So I didn't expect the Jets to be dramatically better. When Dan Campbell took over the Lions,
They were horrible that first year. It took a year and a half for the light bulb to come on. So they just need to have patience. And I hope that Woody Johnson this time around will stay out of it and let Darren Mooji, the GM, and Aaron Glenn, the head coach, do their thing and see what happens. And obviously, it's a critical game for both the Dolphins and the Jets on Monday night because somebody's going to be 0-4 and essentially done. But you know what? The winner's probably done too.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about Roger Goodell. International Markets has a big press conference. He's teasing Europe again overseas about getting a team, and he thinks NFL can support a team, talking about a London-based franchise. Mike, are we going to see it happen someday, or are we just teasing the people over there and just keep giving them a game or two a year?
Well, I don't think it's a coincidence that talk happens every year as they're trying to generate interest in the European games. We don't talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk about it the rest of the year. And it was 3 years ago, I believe, Roger Goodell was speaking at a panel on one of the London or Germany or whatever, and he mentioned the possibility of a four-team division in Europe at some point. I think that's a possibility. Look, he spoke to CNBC recently, and he broached the topic of expansion, and that's on the list of the many items I want to write at PFT coming up today. But I think expansion is something we need to be ready for the NFL to start talking about because, number one, it increases inventory without increasing total games. And number two, even though there aren't enough good quarterbacks to go around, and you could say there aren't enough bad quarterbacks to go around, more football the NFL sees as more money as part of this globalization plan. So I think it at some point it's going to happen, but it will never be just one team. It's going to be at least two. I remember Al Michaels saying 20 years ago, if the NFL ever goes back to LA, it's not going to be one team, it's going to be two. And it was like a lightning bolt moment for me. Hey, you know what? He's right. And that's what happened. It's going to be two teams in London, and it's going to be possibly two other teams elsewhere in Europe, whether it's one in Germany, one in Spain. I don't know, but I don't rule out four teams. It becomes difficult and challenging from the standpoint of structuring the league and the schedule and all of that. But this Vikings trip that we're seeing this weekend, two road games, neither one is a home game neutral site. They're both road games. This is the first test case of what it does to a team to go on the road out of the country for multiple weeks, because that's what will happen when there are teams permanently headquartered in other countries.
So Mike, I have to get to this because I thought of you reading the Tom Brady press release. Are you paranoid and distrustful, member of the media?
And also, I am constantly on the lookout for people who are up to something because I am always up to something. I thought that was offensive, the whole thing. And whoever he paid to write that for him, he should be demanding a refund. It was just absolutely the wrong tone. Paranoia and distrust. Anybody who points out that the conflict of interest exists is paranoid and distrustful, and it's a product of our times. You know what the product of our times is, Joe? People who think they can do whatever they want, say whatever they want without consequence. That's the product of our times. And for him to ultimately say, presumably with a straight face, that there's no conflict of interest while he's trying to restore the Raiders to glory and serve all football fans as a broadcaster. It's just, it's cockamamie. It's preposterous. And then Roger Goodell chimes in and says, where's the conflict? He's not hanging around the facilities. We don't allow that. You don't allow it because of the conflict. That's where the conflict is. It's a dog chasing his tail. This whole thing, look, this is the NFL's fault. They had a chance last October to say no to Tom Brady. He wanted to buy a piece of the Raiders at a sweetheart deal because Mark Davis wants to have a cool friend. That's fine. But, and that's mean-spirited, but it's also accurate. But the league should have said, you got to pick a lane. You got to pick a lane. If you're going to, we'll approve your purchase of the Raiders at a below market rate if you give up your job at Fox, or you got to give up your bid to buy a piece of the Raiders. Tom Brady's basically saying, take my word for it, I can do both, as if he doesn't have a history of cheating from the perspective of the league. I don't know what he did, but the league thought he cheated and destroyed his phone, not because he always destroys his phone when he buys a new one, but because he's trying to hide the evidence of his cheating. That's what the league concluded. And they still gave this guy, you know, a piece of real estate inside the hen house. So the whole thing is just weird to me, Joe, and it's not going to go away. And here's what's going to happen. Here's my prediction. It's going to periodically come up. And if the Raiders are ever really good, then it's going to be the same energy that we're seeing directed against the Eagles in the tush push. All of a sudden, it's going to be a five-alarm fire. And what I'm going to say to all those owners is, what the hell were you thinking when you vote yes for Tom Brady to buy his piece of the Raiders from Mark Davis?
I got to ask you about the Kansas City Chiefs. Man, their schedule, I know they went to the Super Bowl, and I'm sure they're not the only ones, but I was looking at their schedule last night as they get set for another tough one, Ravens at Kansas City. My God, man, you Lions, Commanders, Bills, and Colts. Colts, of course, now look like they're legit. Mike, what's that record going to look like, in your opinion, when said and done, even with a couple of receivers coming back?
Well, you know, remember the brouhaha from last month, or time's been a flat circle for me recently, but the Rashee Rice situation where he was going to play 4, 5, 6 games before he was suspended. There were people around the league that were like, why is this lingering into the season? And then I think the league eventually said to Rashee Rice, look, you either take 6 now or we're going to hammer you later. And they got him off the field. I think the Chiefs probably wanted him available for the start of the season just to get off to a better start. I think they knew they were potentially physically overmatched. And here they are at 1-2, looking at possibly 1-3. They should seriously consider trading for Tyreek. And I've heard they're interested. And I think with each passing loss, that becomes more and more of a possibility, whether it's the Chiefs or someone else. I have heard previously the Steelers were interested, but I've since heard that Mike Tomlin's concerned about the possibility of a video or a photo or some other tangible evidence emerging that would result in an immediate suspension of Tyreek Hill as a result of the domestic violence allegations in his divorce case. So I just think that the Chiefs need something. And I don't know that Rashee Rice is going to be the guy to make the difference. Hell, they need a running back. You got the quarterback as the leading rusher on the team, and he's got more yards than every other player on the team combined.
Crazy. No, Mike, this is absolutely crazy. All right, before I let you run, you like Jets Monday night or the Dolphins Monday night in this game?
Well, I picked the Dolphins to win, but, you know, I picked the Dolphins to beat the – wait, no. Did I pick the Dolphins to beat the Patriots? I think I did.
I think you did, yes.
But I just think the Dolphins are sufficiently desperate. I think this is one where if the Dolphins don't win this one, it's just a question of after which game the big changes are made. I think this is key. I think that the careers of Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer are, as a practical matter, riding on this game.
Mike, always great having you, man. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. I told you he was going to be on fire. Hey, we got a lot more stuff. EJ Manuel is going to join us next, talk some college football right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere.
You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.